Maseches Orla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Nispatsu ha'egozim, nispardu ha'rimonim. What happens if the nut is cracked open or the pomegranate is separated? Nispatchu ha'chavios, or the barrels are open. Nischachu deluos, nisparsu ha'kikaros, the gourds cut, where the bread is ripped open, yalu ve'echad masayim. One could be mevatel them in an admixture of 101 times their volume, and they would become heter. They would become permissible if we nullify them in a mixture 100 times, 101 times their volume. Maseches Orla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah proceeds to discuss about the laws of Orla and Kelei HaKerem outside of Eretz Yisrael. Safek Orla be'Eretz Yisrael aser obesoria mutter. When I have a tree that I don't know whether or not that this tree is Orla in its first 3 years or not, in Eretz Yisrael, it's always aser. In Syria, it's mutter. Because while David HaMelech conquered Syria, it does not have the din of Eretz Yisrael, and as a result, does not have all of the halachos of Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz la'aretz yored v'lokeach, b'lvad shalo yire'enu loke. You can buy fruit from a non-Jew who is harvested from trees that might be Orla, as long as you don't see which trees he's harvesting from. This is because we have a rule that if I have something which comes from a rove, a general majority of fruit, then I can assume that this fruit follows that majority, such that most of the fruit in the world is not Orla, and I have a piece of fruit over here that it's in a pile of fruit, and I don't know where it came from. I can assume that this fruit is not Orla. However, once I go to the tree, I'm not exactly quite sure if this tree is Orla or if it's not Orla. And because the tree could be Orla or not Orla, as a result, I cannot eat fruit that would be picked directly from a tree. But once it's in a mixture, then that would be fine. The Mishnah continues, Kerem natua yarak, v'yarak nimkar chutzalo. So I have some fruit, vegetables that were planted near a vineyard, and I don't know if they were or were not in fact Karen Ravai. In Eretz Yisrael, if I have a doubt as to the nature of where these fruit come from, they're asur. I cannot take them. I cannot eat them. In Syria, mutter. In Syria, however, I could, for the similar reason as we stated above. B'chutz la'aretz yored v'lokate. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, the non-Jew can come and harvest this fruit of questionable nature for you. Ublavad shalo yikut b'yad. As long as you don't go and cut it yourself. HaChadash asur min haTorah. The Mishnah concludes that chadash, any grain that grew after the second day of Pesach, until the next second day of Pesach, or when the Korban HaOmer is brought, is asur min haTorah, is forbidden, and its prohibition comes from the Torah b'chol malkum, in any place in the world where you might be. The orla halacha. Orla, that orla applies in the entire world, not just in Eretz Yisrael. It's a teaching that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Har Sinai, but is not written explicitly in a pasuk. However, klayim in chutz la'aretz, we only learn it from a drasha of Chazal, Salik Maseches Orla. This is the end of Maseches Orla.